Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Let's get an update on our baseball, our ever-disappointing baseball team.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
There's nothing disappointing. The offense, the offseason's just chugging along.
No, all right.
Just chugging along.
Just chugging along. We're checking in.
Oh, man, I can't wait till 7 years, 210 for Kyle Schwarber.
The price keep going up? The years keep going up?
Yes. Well, first I said it was
now you're up to 7 years?
First I said it was a guaranteed five. Then I said it was a guaranteed six. Nobody wanted to hear it. It's 7 years, 210. That's what the Schwarber deal is going to be.
Not happy about it. Anyway, so we'll get to some Phillies news. But first, news over the weekend. Brandon Nimmo is out of our lives. Yes, the man who sprints to first base on a walk. Yep. The Mets traded him to the Texas Rangers for the 35-year-old Marcus Semien. So, you know, and it was a refreshing quote from David Stearns that I hope that Dombrowski also takes note of when he said, listen, we had to change the chemistry up on this team. You know, we went about as far as we could, and we had to change the mix a little bit. So the Phillies ran it back last year, and we'll see what they do.
Are you getting rid of Casty?
Well, yeah, Cassie, he's gone.
Yeah, that's the biggest one you got to change up.
One of Boehm, Stott, or Marsh is probably going to be gone.
Boehm, Stott, or Marsh.
Or two of them.
Okay.
But, I don't know.
Yeah, the Nimmo trade was pretty controversial within the Mets fan world that I still monitor through all my friends at FAN. Mm. He was a homegrown guy, you know. He was a good player. But that the clubhouse sort of bad vibes and toxicity in New York was always centered around, because our guy Sal said this and got roasted for it 2 years ago. He said the McNeil, Alonso, Nimmo thing is bad. You know, not that any one of them specifically is bad, but
just the trio together.
Trio of those guys was not a good locker room. So was Nimmo an all-star this year? Or last year?
One of these last couple years. He had a $100 million deal, he's been a pretty good player.
Yeah.
Our good friend Pat McCarthy, who did a good job in the Sixers game the other night.
He did.
He was heartbroken about the Brandon Nimmo trade, because he was easy to talk to in the locker room.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, when he needs a post-game interview. There's old Nimmo. There's old Nimmo. But the real reason why we had to call an emergency Jackie Baseball Report is that John Paul Morosi, this morning on MLB Network, threw this little nugget out about who the Phillies have checked in on.
And here's what I can tell you, and I talked to multiple sources on this in the last 24 hours. The Diamondbacks are actively listening on Ketel Marte. Nothing is close, but multiple teams have checked in. Among the teams to check in, the Phillies and the Blue Jays. The Phillies and the Blue Jays, among the teams that have checked in. And notably, Lauren, those two teams, Phillies and Jays, are not on Marte's limited no-trade clause, which means the Phillies or Jays could acquire Marte without his permission.
Okay.
So it's a big swing. I mean, so here's the quick summary of Ketel Marte.
Because most people here don't know a lot about Ketel Marte.
So he started.
Well, we ought to.
Well, from
NLCS.
Yes, where he did
kill them.
Yeah.
But he's 32 now. So it is another older player. When he plays, he does have injury concerns over the last couple of years. When he plays, he is an MVP candidate. He is awesome. Plays second base now. He used to play center field, probably too slow for it now. Maybe a second base DH type. He has 5 years, $92 million left on the deal, which is not bad. It's not bad. I mean, for the type of production.
92, that's $17 million a year, whatever it is. 17.
Sure.
0.5, yeah.
Sure. The what
he says, sure. He's like, look at you doing math. Yeah.
Well, I know. So, but some of the years are weird. So it's like he's getting 22 at the end, 20, and then 16, whatever. So it's, but regardless. And then the thing that I find concerning is the Diamondbacks aren't like fire sailing. He has 5 years left on a pretty reasonable deal.
Why are they trading him?
Why are they trading him? There was reports last year of teammates souring on him because he would just show up late to games, and there would be games where he would just request off, like he just didn't want to play anymore. So that could be concerning, or he could just be looking for a fresh start somewhere else. And maybe in front of this crowd, whatever, it would re-spark him in a way.
For a year.
Could be.
And then you got him for four more years.
Yeah. But even when he played last year where, like, there was infighting, he was still a good player. So, like, the last 3 years, his overall averages hitting .283 with, like, a 5-something slugging percentage and 30 home runs. If you average out his last 3 years. So.
Let's do it.
Now, it seems they want young pitchers back. Probably they're going to ask for Painter first.
No.
Okay. I mean, I would agree.
Yeah, okay.
I would agree. And then maybe they go to, like, they would settle on Gage Wood, who they drafted in the first round last year. Maybe Bryson Stott goes in the deal. He still has value. A couple years left until he's a free agent. He plays second base like Marte. And then another one of their probably top five prospect, like Arun Escobar, who is a second base, third base prospect. They probably don't want another outfielder. They probably wouldn't want Crawford or Dante Norrie because they have like a million outfielders in Arizona. But it's interesting. You know, he would be a needle mover. I mean, a healthy Ketel Marte, a locked-in Ketel Marte, that guy's a top 10 MVP candidate. So it's an interesting.
Infield of Price, Marte,
Turner,
and Bone.
Otto Kemp, yeah. Third base, a top of the lineup of Turner, a switch hitter. And Ketel Marte, he can hit both right and left. Harper.
I like it.
And it's obviously a contract, right? It's not like no money, but it should allow them to also go sign it. Either Schwarber or Bellinger or another guy.
Yeah. Him plus another guy?
I don't think it would preclude them from doing it.
Well, it also does depend if they're able to get anybody to eat any of Castellanos's. But Castellanos is making more than Marte is.
Yeah, I think someone will take a chance on him for like 1 year, $10 million. Like if because Max Kepler got $10 million last year.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah. You get somebody to eat half of it, maybe.
Eat half the deal.
Yeah, send him back to Cincy.
Well,
you want them?
Yeah, I'm taking anything I can get.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
All right. Or the Marlins.
I'm not giving up.
Well, he probably wants to go to Florida. He likes to be in Florida.
I'm not giving up the Bellinger thing. I know you want me to give up the Bellinger thing. I'm not giving up the Bellinger thing.
You do not have to give up the Bellinger thing.
Okay,
he's in the mix.
Okay, all right. All right, is that it?
That's it.
That's a big name, though. Ketel Marte would be a big name.
No Painter, huh?
And you know I'm not against trading Painter. I'm not trading Painter for a 32-year-old injury-prone guy who is a locker room issue, a clubhouse issue. I'm not fine bringing him. I'm fine bringing him in.
But if
that is the gem of our now, if you told me Stephen Kwan for Painter,
right?
I'm listening to that. That's a young.
I would rather give up Marte for Painter for Marte than Kwan.
Oh,
and I love Kwan, but like. I think Marte's got 5 years left. Kwan's a free agent after 27.
Yeah, but you're talking about a Gold Glove outfielder. You're talking about like a rock of your organization for the next 10 years with Kwan.
I don't know if he's a rock. I think he's a solid piece. I like Stephen Kwan.
All right.
Ketel Marte, I think it's just a bigger swing
right. And
a late addition to the Jackie Baseball Report. Sorry. Yeah. So Todd Zielecki just reported the Phillies have prioritized re-signing free agents Kyle Schwarber and JT Realmuto. But he said the club and Schwarber are not close on a deal. And it's not
that's
a surprise
not
at
good.
This point. So they seem far away.
Give me a guy who plays in the field. Get me a guy who plays in the field for all that money. For all that money, get me a guy who plays in the field. He's not watching the game in the dugout for 3 hours.
I agree with you.
As long as you spend the money on somebody else. Yeah, I like Kyle Schwarber. But but there are players out there who I think could be additive in a number of ways if you're able to not spend. Just don't go crazy on Kyle Schwarber. I would love Kyle Schwarber to be back. But if it starts at 5 years, that means it doesn't end at 5 years. You see what I'm saying? If he's saying it starts at 5 years. All right. 215-592-9494. You're not going to have to wait 5 years to get a great deal on a new appliances in your kitchen.
And you know what? They're probably not going to get a Black Friday deal on the slugger.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They're going to have to overpay, but not at National Appliance Warehouse. The Black Friday sale starts right now.
Yeah. So you don't have to wait. I know on Friday we got the big game going on with the football team, so you can't get down to National Appliance Warehouse. That's why you go right now, before Thanksgiving, before Black Friday, and take advantage of the huge savings. 40% off of their appliances right now, including Whirlpool appliances. So they have over 100 brands down at National Appliance Warehouse. We've talked about that. Sub-Zero Wolf Cove. You will find the right appliance for you. They have for you at a great price.
They have I would say, conservatively, a billion different appliances in that 15,000 square foot showroom.
Or over 100.
Over 100 brands.
Oh,
I'm talking about appliances. Total appliances.
Right.
A billion.
Are we doing Chuck's math? Where we're just rounding up?
Yes, I'm rounding up. No, billion.
That's good. So you're getting the right price. You're getting the right appliance. But on top of that, you're getting a great, great service team that's there to take care of you. You walk in, they treat you like the good part of your family, the family that's always having fun. And also, you know, they're going to sell you some serious appliances. So that's a good thing as well. Installation, delivery, the whole nine yards at National Appliance Warehouse. So take advantage of the Black Friday mega sale underway right now. You can learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom and tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. As always, Don Fred sent you.
215-592-9494. Art in Florida. You're on WIP. What's up, Art?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Hey, Art.
What up, Art?
Hey, listen, I got the solution to the Eagles' problem.
All right.
How about running the dual back, what do you call it? When Oklahoma does it, the dual back, what do you call it?
The wishbone?
Wishbone offense?
Wishbone back, both Saquon and Bigsby back there. And see how that goes. Start using something to kind of throw a monkey wrench into the mix. Instead of just running, the quarterback, we can start using something like that too.
Yeah, well, neither one of them are lead blockers, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. In other words, you're wasting the body out there because he's not doing anything.
Yeah, I think the thing with Jalen running, I could understand you not wanting Jalen running. I'm fine with that. Well, I disagree, but I'm fine with it. But the thing with Jalen running is that when Jalen drops back, they think it's a pass, and that provides him the option to run, and that is the advantage there. It's not because it's Jalen. He's a good runner. Yeah, he's not as good a runner as Tank Bigsby or Saquon Barkley.
Right.
But those guys are getting handed the ball and running into the same holes that the offensive line is having trouble creating right now. So I just don't know that if you want to give Bigsby more carries, I think that's fine. I just don't know, to Ike's point, what the other back is doing there when one of them gets the ball, you know?
Well, doesn't that just make the defense kind of think like you're going to go one way or another, and then they really don't know which way it's going to go? But, I mean, that was just
but
a
eventually
thought
that they
I had
will.
As far as,
yeah.
Once you give them, you got to give one of them the ball, and I'm saying the other guy.
Sure.
Other than for a split second, you know, they're waiting to see who gets the ball. I don't know what else.
And in fairness, they don't know which way you're going to go when it's one back there. They don't know. They don't know. So I appreciate the creativity for sure. I just don't know if it's it. Now, can I interest you in fullback Willie Lampkin?
We're gonna get Willie Lampkin on the field one way or the
other. I just want one Willie Lampkin snap. So Art, for the Eagles are having a blackout on Friday. They want everybody to dress in black. We're giving away a black Eagles hoodie courtesy of the Eagles Pro Shop. It is the anniversary of Pat Summerall and John Madden debuting, so we are looking for great duos. Give us a great duo.
How about Batman and Robin?
It's top of the line.
That's a classic.
It's a top of
it's
the
gotta
line.
That's got to be a Mount Rushmore.
Of duos?
Of duos. People use the term Batman and Robin all the time to describe duos.
Yes.
So they have to be part of the Mount Rushmore duos.
All right. Now we got to think of it.
Yeah.
All right. Mount Rushmore of duos. Batman and Robin on there. Is Tom and Jerry on there?
you can argue I'm off.
Okay.
Right. Like, I think they're in consideration. I don't think they're locked to be on there. Yes. You know.
Sonny and Cher.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I know we're taking stuff off the board. I don't care. Now, Chuck mentioned Starsky and Hutch.
I think that is up there. Starsky and Hutch. Yep.
Yep.
That's just TV shows?
One.
Well, just saying duos. Famous duos.
What if we take sports out? What if we take sports out on this?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, any thoughts?
I mean, I would say Lennon and McCartney.
Lennon and McCartney is way up there. Is absolutely up there.
Yep.
Yep.
You just gonna forget about the other two Beatles?
Well, they're not a duo.
Well, were those two an actual duo?
Well, they wrote all the songs, I guess.
Yeah.
Were they a duo?
People consider them a duo. I think they would be considered a duo.
Now, they are a band.
There's four of them.
Yeah, but hold on. Yeah.
It's Lennon and McCartney. I mean, they were the ones. George Harrison, the Quiet Beatle.
Lennon and who?
McCartney.
Yes.
Is it McCartney?
Yes, Paul McCartney. Yeah, like in the way that if I think of another band, nobody thinks of Axl and Slash as a duo.
Right.
But they do think
Casey and JoJo. No one thinks of Dalvin and Mr.
Now they did have their own thing.
What's the other one?
I don't know. The fourth guy in Jodeci?
You're looking at the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't looking for you for the answer, though, yes. Who is the other guy?
I don't know.
You got me. Wow. Devontae? I don't know. Yeah. Either way.
Yeah. trying to think of any other. Lennon McCartney up there. Batman and Robin up
Cheech
there.
Cheech and Chong?
Cheech
and
Oh, that's a good one.
Maybe we shouldn't give away anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. We're getting a lot of good ones.
Yeah. We gave away a lot.
That's a good one right there.
Yeah. How well do you think our fans are going to do with the blackout thing? Because I can't remember a situation in which they told Eagles fans to wear one color.
They've never done that, yeah.
This is the first one.
Yeah.
Now, Eagles fans are...
And it's not even a night game.
No.
So I get the black is more prominent during the day?
I guess you'd see it more.
I guess the contrast, day.
Now, the uniforms, I was looking, they're cool. I almost wonder if they could use more black and almost if they did no green. Maybe just... They have green now on the collar.
On the collar,
and
yeah.
I think on the numbers... But if it was just all, like if they're a college team,
right.
Just go all black.
Yeah. We didn't have the black pants.
Oh, no?
No, we did it with either white pants or green pants.
Are there black helmets too?
Yes.
Okay.
And we didn't have the black helmets.
See, imagine the black. I did see the black helmet. Imagine the black helmet if it just had the silver around the wing and no green.
And no green in there.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Jack, what's coming up in the top five at five?
Ah, the biggest investigations that we have to do here at WIP.
At the station.
At the station.
Okay.
I always like the at the station stuff.
Yeah.
Always invading somebody's privacy.
There's a lot of things we got to address.
Yeah.
Including
what?
Unveiling maybe the biggest scandal.
Uh-oh.
And something that someone's been keeping up for a long time that it might be time to expose.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Is it one of us?
It could be one of us. I have no idea.
It is not one of you and neither of you.
Whoa!
We didn't make the list.
Yeah, a part of this one.
And not part of the top five of five, but did you play Ike the piece of audio you played me earlier?
I did not.
That is not part of the top five that we cannot play on the air?
No, I was told not allowed to play on the air.
Could you play it for Ike during the break?
Sure.
Okay, all right.
What the hell?
All right, the top, you gotta hear it.
Okay.
All I say is you gotta hear it. All right, 215-592-9494. Sorry, you at home, you can't hear it. Whatever. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This Thanksgiving, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. It's called Pass the Leg. Now, here's how it works. Start a group build, add your pick, then pass it to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you each lock in a group parlay with your own funds because football is better when it's played and bet together. And to make it even better, everyone gets a 50% profit boost to use on their build. So grab your crew, start your build, and get in on the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/Ike to get started. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
What domino happens first? Schwarber? You get that JT? You got that Ranger and you got that Bader. Who signs first?
I think JT. I think that's the biggest concern for the Phillies and for the pitching staff. I think some teams is going to come in and just be like, Kyle Schwarber, write your own check. That's what I think. I think the Blue Jays are going to come in and just say, here you go, man.
Could we match it?
5-6 years. Yeah, they could.
I mean, could.
But I don't know if they want to.
Do you think they will? Like, do you think that they've had like the little wink, wink, hey, man, just let us know?
I think they're starting to see that these long-term deals are not going to pay off.
Because Bryce and Trey are starting to already kind of show the effects. And
yeah.
And so that scares them.
I think it should scare them.
It should scare them. That's fair.
It should scare them. I mean, I'm just looking at it from a business standpoint. Like, if I want a return on investment, I don't know if that's the way I want to go anymore. Like,
that's a long
way to go, and it's a lot of money.
So I feel confident that almost regardless of what happens the rest of the way with Bryce, he has lived up to the 330. First off, he's not going to fall off a cliff. Like, he's still going to be a productive player for a couple years. And I think what 100%. He did in this, he changed the franchise. Mm-hmm. The first five or six years, whatever it's been, 7 years, I believe now, I think that's a deal you can say, check. Like, he has changed the franchise. But when you go back to the Phillies with this ownership group and the big ones, Ryan Howard, the big deal didn't work out. Now, remember, it was the small money. When he was making little money, it was working out. Then when he got the big money, he wasn't as good. Chase wasn't as good once he got the big money.
Cliff Lee. My goodness.
Cole kept it together, but they weren't good, so they had to trade him.
Right.
Cole was fine. Wheeler was fine, but now isn't.
Yeah, but that first contract was like an all-time great
true.
One.
True. Two different contracts. First contract, yes.
Second one,
second
not
contract
much.
Looking a little
the
scary.
The Nola one looks bad. The Trey Turner one.
The Nola one looks horrible.
Yeah, the Turner one is long, you know, like probably bad at the end.
The Wheeler one, that's not something that happens every day.
I know.
It's not like
I think it's one of the best contracts in the history of the city, if not the best.
Well, two different contracts. I'm talking about the five for 100
or whatever it
He's
was.
He's talking about the current
second,
one.
The second contract. That's not an injury that people sustain like every year. Like, you just don't hardly ever see that.
Yeah.
But it's not a long-term one. It was only a three-year deal, second one.
Right. Yeah. Correct.
As far as the Phillies, hot stove is heating up. We told you earlier the Red Sox reportedly have some interest in JT Realmuto. We'll see if that's real or actually a big thing we have to worry about or not. But this one caught our attention earlier. John Morosi, MLB Network, talking about the Phils interested in one of the best infielders in baseball. Here was that earlier today.
And here's what I can tell you. And I talked to multiple sources on this in the last 24 hours. The Diamondbacks are actively listening on Ketel Marte. Nothing is close, but multiple teams have checked in. Among the teams that check in, the Phillies and the Blue Jays. The Phillies and the Blue Jays among the teams that have checked in. And notably, Lauren, those two teams, Phillies and Jays, are not on Marte's limited no-trade clause, which means the Phillies or Jays could acquire Marte without his permission.
Here, this is a big one. Ketel Marte is one of the best players in baseball. So last year, he got MVP votes,
didn't
Silver
he,
Slugger.
Did he have some drama with his family or something?
So there was a weird thing around around the All-Star break, his home was broken into, I think, while he was at the All-Star game, and like he didn't come back to the team for a while. I don't know the extent of what he was dealing with at home, but he took
pretty important part of the season.
It was. And I think his teammates were upset at him because they were trying to compete to stay in it and not sell. I don't know all the details. I do know this. He's been for a while now one of the better players in baseball. He has received MVP votes in three different seasons, twice top five, including 2024. He finished third in the National League in MVP. He's a second baseman that over the last three seasons has averaged 29 homers a season. I mean, this is an impactful player. Hugh, I'm very excited about the idea of acquiring Ketel Marte. And I'll tell you this. I would be willing to give up the top prospects in the system to get him.
Like, my thing would be, how would he be a fit in the city? Because, you know, this city could, if you're not built for it, man, I mean, he can chew you up and spit you out.
Sure. I mean, they'd have to figure that out. I mean, look, he's been a big leaguer for 11 years, so it's not like he's a kid. He's 31 years old.
Yeah, but, I don't know the whole story. But it was something where I think, is that the guy where the fans were yelling or something at him and his feelings was hurt or something?
Well, there was a story, I think it was a White Sox fan that said something about his mother who had passed away.
Yeah. I mean, that's a tough one. Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, diminish the fact that your mom passed and everything, but you know, it's, you know, he has a lot going on. So I don't know if it would be a good, I know the player would be a good fit, but the pressure here might be a little bit too much for him.
They'd have to vet that. I mean, they'd have to figure out if they think this is the kind of guy that could handle big, I mean, he's played in Seattle and Arizona, to your point on could he handle Philadelphia, or, you know, anytime the player moves from towns like that to the Philadelphias, the New Yorks, the Bostons,
you wonder. Yeah, it's different, man. It's different.
But as a player, I mean, we haven't seen power at second base around here like that since Chase Utley. I mean, it's just rare you see a guy that could hit 30 home runs at second base. He had 36 home runs as a second baseman two seasons ago. He's the same age as all these other guys, so he kind of fits right in. He reminds me of a guy who played around the same time as Utley, Robinson Cano, as a hitter, and Cano hit for a while until he got busted for steroids. I'm a big fan of Marte. Like if the Phillies could get him and the price is Andrew Painter, I would pay the price. I would trade Painter for Marte.
Stott's probably out too.
Stott would have to be out, yeah. I mean, maybe they want him, or maybe you trade Stott for something else. I mean, he'd be the second baseman on the team, but if they could bring back Schwarber and trade for Marte, we're talking about a lot of offense.
That'd be fun.
That'd be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Schwarber might not come back, though. I don't think he can.
Well, he might not. He might.
He's about to get paid.
He should be paid by the Phillies.
I got my eye on you.
No, I'm just saying. I'm trying to get that inside of the year.
I want to sneak some Philly stuff in here. And actually go back about a week and a half ago, Matt Gelb had a report in The Athletic, and we hadn't even talked about it, but it had a lot of good comprehensive information. So I want to just detail a few of these items for you. Nothing's really changed. I mean, you know, they're talking to free agents, but it's not like anyone's really signed anywhere. So going to Gelb's report from this goes all the way back to Vegas, maybe 2 weeks ago. He had said that the Phillies had met with Kyle Schwarber, who, by the way, is represented by Casey Close, who also represents Kyle Tucker. So that gets... it's always an interesting dynamic. You know, John, you're talking about pivoting from one player to the other player with the same agent. Like, it's just funky. So notable to know, and I had not known until Matt's article, that, you know, the same guy represents Tucker and Schwarber. So tuck that away, something to be aware of. He specifically references, and I'll read right from his report. He says, the Phillies would prefer to avoid a protracted negotiation with Schwarber. But then says, from his camp's perspective, meaning Schwarber, from his camp's perspective, there's no rush. Now, James, we saw yesterday a report saying the Red Sox are
in on Schwarber.
Yeah.
I think a lot of teams are going to be in on Schwarber. I mean, if you look at the market, there just aren't a ton of impact bats. I mean, there's no one with Schwarber's power on the market. I mean, Tucker's the only bat, like, just as a pure bat. You know, obviously we're talking, he's a DH. Yep. As a pure bat, Tucker's the only guy who's in his atmosphere.
Gelb's report also says that regarding Schwarber, the Phillies are willing to wait. Reading right from it, the Phillies are willing to wait. They consider Schwarber essential to the entire operation. The trick is always if you wait and don't get the guy and other guys have signed in the meantime, you know, that can cause a problem. He also goes on to say, this was an interesting note. I'm going to read right from his article talking about the bullpen. He says, the Phillies have fielded steady interest in all three of their left-handed relievers since the offseason began, and it could nudge them toward a trade. And the three relievers, of course, that are their three best lefty relievers are Alvarado, Strom, and Banks. And he reports, he says, Strom in particular could interest teams. And then goes on to say, and this is unbelievable, because, you know, John, we talk about how to change the team, and you'd think, well, you'd want to keep Strom. But he also has been a little untrustworthy in the playoffs a couple times.
Also, don't forget, Dave Dombrowski buried him at his post. Remember? With the whole, need more infield practice. And he's like, you know, we did it. He wasn't there. The whole thing. Like, he buried him.
Yeah,
so it wouldn't be that shocking if Strom's not a Philly after.
But check this out.
But I don't know that I can trust that Alvarado is Alvarado without
They seem to
juice
love him, though, John. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think the juice may. I mean, like, I really don't think he was the pitcher he was. I think he'll still throw hard.
Throw hard. The control has always been his issue. I mean, he throws hard. The question is whether the ball goes where it's supposed to go. But on Strom, and I didn't realize this, Gelb says that with his 2.46 ERA over the last now 3 years, he ranks second amongst 53 left-handed relievers with 100 innings or more.
Really?
Second in Major League Baseball.
I mean, he was an all-star last year.
Second.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. He was an all-star last. I mean, how often do middle relievers make all-star games? Like, it's super rare.
So the question is, why would they consider trading one of these guys? Here's what Gelb says. He says, what would the motivation to move one of the lefties be? The Phillies could acquire a mid-level prospect to help backfill a depleted farm system, then throw some darts with the payroll savings on a few middle relievers.
$7.5 million. Like, he's not getting paid a lot of money.
Seems kind of weird.
Underpaid for what he is.
Seems weird. And then he references some players the Phillies could trade for, one of which is Ketel Marte, who, James, this came up yesterday.
I mean, he's a stud. I can't imagine it's going to happen.
Second baseman for Arizona.
He's awesome. Would be a home run of a move. He's signed to a really solid contract, like a team-friendly-ish type contract. I think Ketel Marte's a superstar.
Also references Byron Buxton from the Twins. And what Gelb says is, if the Phillies were to enter the picture, and I believe he's talking about both players, if the Phillies were to enter the picture, any reasonable package would have to begin with Andrew Painter plus several other prospects.
Yeah, Ketel Marte would cost a lot.
So, no.
Yeah, that's and then final thing maybe of note, he referenced that, you know, I think most people think Ranger's gone, and what he says here is from his article. He says, no one has said it out loud, but the Phillies have made it clear they do not expect to be bidding on Ranger Suarez, who should score a 9-figure deal this winter. Now, what could theoretically change that is if they were to trade Andrew Painter. Now, that gets complicated because you're probably bringing in someone with, you know, some payroll guy. And then, you know, if you then don't have Painter as your fifth starter, of course, you'd say, well, let's have Ranger as our fifth starter. But then that's another $100 million player. And do they even have that in their budget? Anyway, some interesting stuff. And we'll be talking a lot more about free agency really in December. At some point, this thing will crank up. And my guess is it'll take a couple more weeks still. But a lot of doings with the Phils, and we'll see which way the ball bounces.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.